in a universe where life does not end at death. We explore the infinite possibilities forged by our very minds. Welcome to Arthadian Anthologies. Before we get started, I just want to inform you that this series was recorded over Discord. If the quality dips, it's due to connection issues. Greetings, fellow travelers and storytellers. Welcome to the Hunter Epilogue series, featuring Caliber. Follow along as you learn about the hunt that has been ongoing throughout the core. Caliber. As you walk up to the edge of these trees, you still see the smoke in the distance. As you look up, you see the stars, but as soon as you enter into this forest, the trees surrounding you will completely obscure your sight from the surrounding environment that you find yourself in right now. Do you continue forward? Or do you do anything else?
Can Caliber pull up a map on his codex of the area?
You go into your codex. I'd like you to roll me a computer's check.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I didn't rank it up!
Oh, an 8. That's not that bad for Caliber when it comes to computers.
8 total?
Yeah. I rolled a 6 plus 2. 8.
You've seen people, like, you know, pull up maps before on their codexes. You feel like, okay, maybe I'll just, like, look for it on my codex. You look through all the different applications that are installed. You don't see anything that says map. And you're like, crap, I don't have it. And then you put your codex away. Anything else?
Caliber's just gonna... Wait, Christ, I forgot whose contact does he have. I know he has someone's contact on Squad 119, but I can't remember if it was Rock, Size, or Liam.
Do you think it would have been Size?
I mean, from what I remember, Size, the one that hands their phone number out to everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, then it probably is Size. Caliber's gonna be like, it's just gonna pull out his, it's just gonna look at his codex and be like, okay, contacts.
You find the contacts.
Oh, there it is. You Psy.
You find Psy in your contacts.
I'm just gonna be like, Hey, listen, Corkman wants me to meet up with y'all. Where the hell are y'all? Send me y'all's location so that I can find y'all. God damn it, they dropped me on the other side of the burning forest.
The forest isn't burning yet. It's probably a few hours out. Or like an hour.
So send.
You hit send. As you hit send, you see that there is like a buffering circle around the message. And it's taking time to send.
I'm just gonna just codex away. Big sigh, draw his pistol and start walking into the woods.
Right. You draw your pistol. You begin to walk into the woods. As you begin to enter, walking through, you see a vines that are currently in your path it doesn't look like you could get past them except for if you had like some kind of, you know, sharp weapon to cut through them.
Maybe like the sword that he keeps in his sleeve.
Sure.
Straight down the middle.
Okay, straight down the middle. You go to slice at it. I would like you to roll me a... what kind of sword do you have again? This is a tech sword.
It's just a tech sword attached to his left arm.
Tech sword is a medium weapon, so medium... medium weapon offensive form, please.
Wait, it's a medium? Oh god, I thought it was a light. Oh no.
Oh no. Tech blade is the light one. Tech sword is the medium. Wait, do you have a tech blade? Let's see.
No, it says tech sword.
It says tech sword.
Okay, one of two things probably happened. Either Calibur's had a tech sword this entire time, or I just put down tech sword not wanting to fully type out anything. But either way, it does say light weapon plus 12. Okay, whatever. So, what did you want me to roll?
It would be a medium. 28? It would be a medium weapon check. If you want, I'll allow you to switch the light weapon rank and talent over to medium weapon.
Okay. I can do that real quick. Or 3, and that would be... 12 plus 3, making that a 16. Not 16, but it's fucking 15. Damn. Okay, so that's D12 plus 15.
You can use agility with it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, that's why it's a 15 and not like...
not like a 13?
Freaking 13, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and roll it for me.
Oh shit! I got a 12.
Oh. So that's a 27.
Yes, that is a 27. Oh god.
You go and take it, and as you take it, you slice through it. As you slice through it, you suddenly hear. I like you to roll me a dodge.
Dodge. Okay. 28.
28. Nice. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good. You suddenly see all the vines that just got literally severed in half. They all rise up and then fire these red thorns directly at you, and it sounds like a hissing sound as they all fire, and you drop down to the ground, and they literally go straight above you, and you see the vines all fall, and now the path is open. Wow, that would have been that would have been really bad if you got hit by one of those.
I'm pretty sure they're poisonous.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh gosh. That's why I don't work in the fucking forest. Calvert's gonna continue walking.
You continue walking. As you continue moving through this forest, you go up and down hills that are within this forest. Like, you have to, like, climb up certain branches. I would like you to roll me now a survival check.
A survival check?
Yes.
Calibur's first survival check.
Yes. We don't get very many of these survival checks. Because people don't tend to just explore forests and stuff.
Wait, are you saying a rock didn't have to do this?
A rock hasn't had to do this yet.
Oh, God, no.
It's on the docket soon, maybe. Well, hopefully, we'll see. But what'd you get? You
said 19. I don't know, Calvin.
You said 19?
Yeah, 19.
Okay. As you're going around, you notice branches that have been broken, and it almost looks like above you there are portions of the branches that are actually makeshifted to where you can actually like kind of climb through them in a weird path through the trees above you. And I'd like you to roll me a a biology check.
A biology?
Yep.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Watch it, I'm gonna get a 1 on this. Oh no, I got an 8. Okay, that's an 8 plus 4. 12.
12. You remember them saying something about a type of beast that is found here, and that you should be careful about it because it climbs in trees, and you should keep your head up. Yeah.
Oh no.
But you definitely can see its path, and you can seek to avoid it with your survival check. Now I would like you to roll me a navigation check.
Oh no. The true terror of running around in the woods. Okay. Let's see. Oh, that is bad. That is very bad. Oh no. That's an 11.
An 11. An 11 on a navigation.
Yep.
Okay. As you begin to go around in this place, this forest, you continue moving, and then you reach a point in which you're climbing over a tree branch, and then you, based off your survival check from before, you realize you're in the same place as you were. But you just literally traveled forward for about maybe 30 minutes, an hour. You feel like it's been like 30 minutes to an hour, and you remember that the fire is supposed to be, it should be coming soon. But when you look out, you don't see anything burning. I would like you to roll me a discipline. We'll check.
Let's see. Oh, that's actually pretty bad. That's actually a bad roll. Oh no. I'm actually not joking this time. That is very low.
Would you roll natural one?
That's 3. No, 5. Damn, dyslexia. I actually got worried for a second. I got an 18. It is the max I got.
An 18.
Yep.
As you are here at this spot in which you've already been, you hear a voice call out to you.
Zarifin!
You look back and you don't know what it was, but then you hear it again.
Zarifin!
Roll me a perception check. You look around. You don't see anything. What do you do?
Hell, we're just gonna steady his pistol forward and start like looking around, trying to like look behind trees before just standing still and trying to listen for it again.
Are you doing this stealthily?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a stealth check.
Twenty-four.
You begin to kind of lurk behind trees and stay hidden. And you hear the voice call out,
Zarifin! Where are you?
And as you look around for the voice, it almost sounds like it's coming from multiple directions. And then it pinpoints to one location, the location that you were just at, where you felt like you had just returned to that location, and you see a rushing up a Redicon female standing there, looking around. She puts her hands to her mouth.
Zarifin, where are you?
We're just gonna kind of slowly step up, making sure not to make a sound until he's like right beside her.
You go and begin to step out quietly with your stealth check. as you go out, getting up right beside her, she looks down. She's like, I feel you. I feel you. And she puts her hand on her chest, on her heart. And she looks up. Oh, Yvmar, where is he? You get up close to her. She hasn't looked towards you. What do you do?
Calvary's just gonna put his hand on her shoulder and be like, quiet. There's supposed to be beasts around here. Who are you looking for?
You put your hand on her shoulder. I would like you to roll me a discipline. We'll check. Get ready for a lot of
these.
Here
we go again. Oh god, that rolled less than last time.
Okay.
Discipline, where is that? Oh, there it is. I forgot where it was.
It rolled less than last time? Because you rolled an 18 last time, I think.
Did I?
I believe so.
Oh well, either way. And I got a 19 this time.
Okay. As you grab her and you say this. After you say this, she doesn't look at you. She just looks up. Where is he? And you hear the voice, and as you hear the voice, you begin to hear the sound of your mother. It sounds like your mother.
Xylophon!
What do you do, Caliber?
Caliber's gonna spin her around. Hey!
You try to spin her around, and as you go to try to spin her around at this point, your hand fades right through her, and she disappears.
God. Big forest. I was gonna start kind of moving quicker and in the direction he thinks the fire is, like toward the fort.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a navigation check. And a survival check.
And a survival check?
Yes.
Okay, navigation is first. 13 for navigation.
Okay. Survival.
11 for survival.
Okay, you're able to you keep track of any sounds of creatures, and you're able to maneuver away from any kind of beasts so that you don't have to encounter anything along those lines, but you feel like you're moving towards where the fire was. But the closer you get in this direction, you don't see any fire. The trees just continue. In fact, as you continue moving, you feel like it's been... You check your codex, and it's been over an hour now.
Damn. I was gonna kind of look to see if there's any climbable tall trees around.
There are several climbable trees around. Would you like to try to climb a tree?
Yes, Calvin's gonna try to climb a tree to get his bearings.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me an athletics check.
You know, I was about to say, could I use acrobatics, but then I realized they're the same thing. They're literally on the same thing.
Are they?
Wait. Oh, Christ. I...
No.
Oh, God, I forgot to increase acrobatics. Because there's it's still in plus 13 from when agility was still 10.
Yeah, so now it's not the same thing. Acrobatics is higher. You could, if you'd like to try to do acrobatics, the tree, like there are trees close enough, but first you have to climb up to get to a branch in order to sort acrobatically, you know, jumping from one branch to another to get up. So first I would like an athletics check.
Okay, please don't fail me, dice. No, that's good. 23,
you're able to climb up to the first branch. As you are climbing up to the first branch, I would like you to roll me a discipline roll check.
God, I touched the tree and the spores. Okay.
You hear from below you, Zelephin! The sound of your mother again.
Dang it. So we're just gonna keep climbing.
Okay, go ahead and roll me an acrobatics check.
Oh, shit. 17.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah, you see why I said it.
You begin to leap off of multiple branches. 1, 2, 3. It snaps. It feels like it snaps like it is a leaf just cracking in half. It was so light, but it looked so thick. And as it snaps, you begin to fall. I'd like you to roll me another acrobatics check.
Okay, slightly better than before. 19 this time.
19, you're able to kind of maneuver yourself in a way to reach out for another branch to try to catch it. I would like you to roll me an athletics check now before you fall.
Okay, that's better than the previous dice roll. And now let's see. That's that plus 13. 18.
18, you grab onto it, but you begin to slip off of it, and you fall. I'd like you to now roll me another acrobatics check as you fall to the ground. To see if you can negate some damage.
Oh my god, thank goodness, I got a 12.
Okay, what's the total?
27.
Okay. Good. You are gonna take some damage. It's just not gonna go to your health. It's gonna go to your stamina.
Okay, I have a good amount of stamina.
You take a total of 26 stamina.
Ow!
As you fall. And you're able to like stay, like you're able to still roll and are just laying there at this point. And you hear Xylophon!
No, we're just gonna stand up, dust himself off. Okay. Let's try to find her again. See what's going on.
Okay. You go over to look for her. You move probably about... You move to find her, and you only, like, walk for about, like, maybe, like, 2 minutes, and you see her. And it looks exactly as it did before.
Is Caliber back in the same exact spot he was in earlier?
It looks like the same exact spot, but you had just moved for, like, another 30 minutes away from that spot. But now you just turn the corner and you're back.
Okay. Caliber's just gonna walk up to her. Hey, lady, can you hear me? And just, like, kind of, like, wave his hand in front of her face.
You hear her say, "Where is he? Ethmar. Please. Shed your light." Xylophin! Roll me a perception check.
Okay.
What's the total?
17.
You see she's looking around, she's looking up. And then you hear a voice echo in the distance.
Miraka!
You see she does not react. What do you do?
Galber's gonna, like, is there, like, any sticks or something laying on the ground?
Yes, there are many twigs, sticks, branches.
Well, Galber's gonna pick up a stick and kind of, like, rake the leaves across the ground and see if she notices or something.
You're intentionally trying to get her to notice?
Yes.
Okay. You go to do this. As you go to do this... She yells out, "Xylophin!" You hear again,
"Miraka!"
As you are now scraping the leaves, she does not look over.
Just throw down the stick and start walking to the sound of the other voice.
Okay. As you get closer to the sound of the other voice, and you are walking in this direction, you hear,
"Miraka!"
Roll me a discipline, we'll check.
19.
You stop as you hear the voice. It sounds like your father, not Hunter father.
What is... Oh, the biological father.
Yes.
Oof, the plot thickens.
You continue moving towards him?
Yep.
As you move towards him, you see him up on what looks like a huge tree trunk that's been torn apart and torn over, basically. And he's standing on top of it, and he's shouting out, "Miroka!" And he's just looking out, and you're actually like approaching him as if he's like able to look to see you, but he doesn't pay any mind to you.
Okay. So there's a lost couple yelling for each other and looking for each other, I'm guessing. So, guess the puzzle here is to get them together, but how do I do that? Gulliver's gonna walk up to the male Rodicon and just try to, like, touch him.
You go to try to touch him, and your hand goes straight through him. And then he fades away.
Time to look for him again.
You go to search him out?
Yep.
Go ahead and roll me a perception check. You hear
Xylophone! Xylophone!
And then as you're continuing to kind of like move away, you hear
Miroka!
And you look back and you see him reappear.
Oh, that was easy. Xylophone. I was just going to say his name aloud, Adam, and just see what happens.
By the way, there's something odd about this retcon.
Odd, how so?
He has this appearance to him that almost looks like he... It looks like he's disguised, or in a way, it's almost like his skin tone is shifting. It shifts from a what color are you?
Green.
It shifts from a dark green tone to a black tone.
How interesting.
Miroka!
Eat more. I only thought to help bring us all together. I didn't expect any of this. Please, Show me your light. Show me a path. Heathmore.
And you see he bows his head. And then you hear,
Xylophen!
And you see him look up. And he shouts up,
Miracle!
And then you see him jump down, and as he jumps down, he lands and begins to rush through the forest. What do you do?
I was going to do his best to keep up.
Okay, you begin to jump down and do your best to keep up. As you do this, you watch as he runs through. You're keeping up with him, or are you going to just, like, keep a distance, or, like, what are you doing? He obviously cannot see you, or, like, he hasn't acknowledged you at all. You are not there for him.
I'm just going to assume that they're a figment of the forest and just keep up with him completely.
Okay. I'd like you to roll me a discipline check. I'd like you to roll me a perception check.
15.
As you're running and you're running through here, you notice that he is actually going the in a different direction than where the voice of Miraka is located. And as he's going this way, you see he vanishes, and you continue moving, and you... I need you to roll me a dodge check.
Darn it. Oh, no. Okay.
You try to move out of the way as you notice that the ground caves in, and you just fall. And as you fall, you just feel air as you're falling and falling and falling and falling and falling. And then, are you doing anything as you're falling?
Albert's going to, like, lay out as much as he can and try to slow down his descent as much as possible.
Roll me an acrobatics check.
26.
You are able to slow down your descent. As you're slowing down your descent, I'd like you to roll me a discipline wheel check. I told you there's going to be a lot of them.
23.
You slow down, but as you slow down, you feel yourself hit something. As you hit it, I need you to roll me an endurance check.
Something I was tempted to rank up, but didn't, because it was already decent. Oh, another 23.
You are lucky. You are lucky, lucky, lucky.
Honestly, I don't think so.
This is going to your stamina, not your health.
Yeah, I heard how many dice, and I was worried. Thank you for reassuring me.
Um,
You take a total of 67 points to your stamina.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that would have almost killed you. If it...
Oh my gosh.
Well, I said I had good stamina, but it ain't looking so good now.
You
you fall.
You land on a hard surface, but as you place your hands on it, it feels cushiony.
Did I just land on a corpse?
You are not sure. Oh, but shit. It is... You are now in pitch black darkness.
Well, now I know why those two Redicon didn't get back together. Calvin's gonna, like, try to stand up.
Okay. You go and begin to stand up. You stand up.
That's weird. Yeah.
As you stand up, what do you do specifically?
I'm just gonna look around. Can you still see the top of the hole, or is that pitch black too?
It is pitch black. You cannot see anything.
Okay. If the forest was ever more, then I'm guessing this is dusk. I don't want to yell, so... Caleb's gonna... Can the codexes shed light?
You can, yeah, turn on a light on your codex.
Caleb's gonna turn on the light on his codex.
As you go and pull out your codex to turn on the light, you turn on the light, and as the light beams out, you see it fade and then turn off.
Okay, yeah, this is definitely some magic shit. Kyle's just gonna kind of like, he's gonna like feel the ground with his foot and like you try to get an idea of like what he's standing on.
You check to feel the ground with your foot. It feels hard, but then soft, but then also it feels like there's some kind of liquid that you're standing on, like you're in some kind of puddle.
Calvin's gonna like reach down and like try to feel the texture of it.
You reach down and you begin to feel the texture of it. I'd like you to roll me a discipline check.
Oh no.
This is where it gets good!
Are you planning this, or did I just accidentally stumble into it?
I'm just waiting for you to start making decisions that are, you know... You're kind of stumbling into it, in a way. what'd you get on it?
20.
As you place your hand down, you suddenly begin to feel this sensation come all around you. And as it begins to kind of, it feels like goosebumps begin to go all across your skin, and you hear, you feel something all around you, everywhere, and you hear
the hissing from before. What do you do?
I was just gonna say, is that Klein? Was it Klein? Kind? Whichever one. Is that you? I don't know if you have the ability to talk like half of the other weird entities I've talked to, but, is that you, or is that a fucking snake trying to eat me? I'm just gonna kind of wait.
Are you doing this in a way to communicate? Like, full on? Like,
yes.
Okay. I would like you to
Albert's saying that all aloud.
Are you doing it with intention to communicate, or are you just kind of saying it aloud like someone's going to respond?
Intention to communicate.
Roll me a religion check.
Oh, hey, the thing that you recommended me to rank up today comes in handy. Who would have thought? Okay, what am I... Okay, that's a 7 plus 10, 17. Yay.
You also have Guiding Light, if you recall, and Guiding Light.
I forgot about Guiding Light.
And Guiding Light literally is a... It increases your religion checks.
Okay, that's... It's by a 1d4, right?
Yeah, so it's, you only have it at rank 1, so...
Yeah. Okay, so...
You call out to...
For any...
You go to call out to, Kine. As you do so, you... What do you say again, specifically?
He just basically says, like, along the lines of... I don't know if you're able to talk or not, but please tell me that's you and not a giant snake.
Okay. You say this, and then you see a glowing light that emerges, and it's crimson red. And then the crimson red, the darkened tone of it begins to glow into a brighter red, and until it becomes a very light tone that is calming to look at. And this light, it almost resembles that of a star. And you see the light begin to move forward, and it becomes like a moat, and you see it slow down, and it almost like it moves in a way that it looks at you. What do you do, Caliber?
Caliber's just gonna look at it. It's still drawn. I go, are you gonna guide me out of here, or are you going to lead me to my doom? 2 bobs for yes. 1 bob for doom.
You see it bobs twice. And that's it.
Well, I have no choice but to trust you, so... Lead the way.
You see the light begins to move, and you continue to walk through the darkness. The only light in here is this mote of light. As it continues to move you forward, you begin to feel an incline
like you're climbing up something. And as you're climbing up it, you feel the water rushing down your feet. I would like you to roll me an athletics check.
Shit. Damn it, brain, why must you do this to me? 21.
You are now going against the current of this water, or this liquid, and you are still in the dark space. You're climbing up this incline, following this mode of light, until finally you find yourself breaking through what looks like a bundle of branches and sticks, and you climb out of what looks like a swamp in the middle of the forest. And as you climb out of it, you see the mote of light is still there, hovering. And you look over, and you see, in the middle of this area, you actually notice that there are more of those flora, these plants that have the same coloration as this mote of light. And you see them, they have like these thorns, and they are making the hissing sound.
Oh. I'm gonna guess that this is either a grotto of Yvmore, specific, like a weird little connection point between her and this planet, or those plants are going to try to eat me.
You see the moat nods twice.
Wait.
Four yes.
Which one are you nodding to? Okay, so yes, those plants will eat me, and yes, it's the Grotto of Yvmore, or what?
You see it. Wait.
So this is a grotto.
You suddenly begin to hear the hissing again. And then you hear... Actually, roll me a disadvantage check.
Oh, 23. That's good.
Okay, you hear through the hissing. Connection, Yvmore. Did you hear that?
Calvin's gonna look at the orb and be like, "Are you asking for my connection?"
What do you do?
Okay, I didn't hear it that time.
it said,
Yvmore.
Still not hearing it.
It sounds like it's saying Yvmore.
Okay, so you are asking for my connection to Yvmore. That's a very long story. I don't even know if I have time for it, seeing that the forest fire is supposed to be here any minute.
You connect to Yvmore now.
Wait, you want me to connect to her right now? even though there's a Calvin's just gonna kind of like
you
point
look
in like several directions. You point the fire you, wherever the fire is.
Point in several directions, and there is no fire.
Are we in the same forest? Am I on the other side of the mountain?
It doesn't. It doesn't respond.
Okay, y'all don't care. Y'all just want me to connect with Eve more.
Answers come through loyal connection.
Oh, so I can't leave until I make the connection. Okay, is there like a meditation point that you can lead me to, or
you see the mote of light goes over to between the actual red plants with the thorns.
You want me to stab myself on that or something, or is it on the other side of the thorns? Two bobs for the other side, one bob for on the for to like slip my wrist on the thorns or something.
Wait, what? two bobs for the first one and then one bob for the second one?
Yes.
It bobs once.
Okay, so it's on the other side of the thorn. And Calvary's just gonna kind of like maneuver his way through without making sure he doesn't get caught on the thorns or pricked by them.
You begin to move in that direction. The thorns all, they've kind of, the actual stems of these plants that are pretty tall, by the way. They're pretty tall. They sway and they hiss. But you move through them. And as you move through them, you get to a place where it almost inclines into a circular area where you see on the circle as you step onto it, you see the water from the swamp begins to recede. And as it recedes, you see on this circular platform is the design of this plant.
Is that the meditation point, shrine thing? I was going to look at the
you light. You see the light nods.
Okay. I was going to like walk over to it and be like, okay, how does this work? Do I like trace it? Do I sit? Calvary's just gonna like sit down on it.
Alright.
Cross his legs and like look around and be like, okay, what the fuck do I do next?
Roll me a lore check.
Okay, lore. Lore is intelligence. 15.
Oh, wow.
That's shocking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
you recall every time that Dr. Cal would say that he's trying to communicate with the Allfather, he'd kind of like close his eyes and meditate in some way.
Okay, old friend, let's see if you're awake and do it. And Calvary's just gonna sit and close his eyes.
Okay. You begin to sit there
and just close your eyes. I'd like you to roll me a religion check.
That's very dramatic music. 15.
You focus on Evemore, specifically?
Either one.
Either one. Kine or Evemore?
Kine, Evemore, Dusk, any of them.
Kine, Evemore, like, or Dusk? Yeah, you wanna contact the Dusk?
It's just whichever one picks up.
Okay. So you're just going random with this. I see.
Yep.
Okay. Well, now I
have respect in your hand.
You give me random. I'm gonna go for random now. Okay. Okay. I see. As you meditate, Caliber, suddenly you feel a presence appear before you. You feel a light shining on you, and then darkness behind you. Even with your eyes closed, it's almost like your mental image begins to show this. And then you see a female appear before you, beautiful, pristine. The features resemble that of what you would desire most in the feminine structure. And you hear a soft tone, a motherly tone, a deep tone that strikes at your heart and wraps it and loves it. Hello, my child.
I'm guessing you're Evemore.
You look up at her and she is beautiful. I am.
Okay. Okay, so one question real quick before we start this whole thing. Are you the one I saw in the caves? Or was that a illusion?
I am the one you saw in the caves. Yet, you've been so disconnected from me for so long that it's been hard. You've struggled. And you see she begins to approach you, comes and sits right next to you. And as you look around, you see the forest is swaying, but you don't hear the creatures anymore. Feel the breeze. You feel the light that is shining from her. But as shines on you, the light, you can feel the darkness of the shade that extends behind you. And it is a lot of darkness. And she just looks at you. You have questions for me? I can answer.
Okay. Questions. Honestly, There's so many I can't really decide. It's not every day you can do a deity.
I've missed you. All my children are precious to me. And I just want them all to be connected. We argue with each other, though. We bicker, we fight. But there's a plan in motion that hopefully can truly unite me and make me whole.
Ah. Talking about the whole Dawn Death thing, and Caliber just points in front and behind him.
Yes. The whole dawn and dusk thing.
Well. I will say, didn't expect a deity to be having split personality issues, I think most would call it.
Juicy, she stands up and then she starts to get irritated. And she begins to look around and is like,
it's not split personality. I don't have split personalities. I'm just a little irritated sometimes. I'm sorry. I know you don't. You probably don't want to see that side of me. Not yet, at least. But know that it's the nature of what is going on. It's because of the reset. The reset caused this whole thing to begin. Child, though. A child.
And she comes up to you.
I would like you to be a part of my family again. Would you be willing to reconnect with me?
Not quite sure. I know that you're probably the better. You're better compared to the alternative. But
what do you mean alternative? Who are you talking about? Are you talking about that damn photonic? Sorry.
Hey, listen. Calm down. Take a deep breath.
Child. Who is the alternative?
I mean, I did just fall into what looked like the abyss. So I kind of get, I guess that's like the closest I'm going to get that to your other half. But listen.
That is my daughter.
Wait. Your daughter is an abyss?
No. Mm-mm. She is kind.
Well, I know her name. I thought you meant as if she was literally the abyss that I fell into.
No. It is just an aspect of her. She is what allows for us to terraform. She is an aspect of me that comes out. The plants that you see is all a part of her, but she is a part of me.
So basically, someone takes one of her plants, takes it to another planet, plants it on that planet, and that begins to spread your influence.
Spread kinds, and therefore mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. So no wonder why this planet is so connected to you.
It is also connected to you. Not fully yet.
Yeah.
But if you truly
enough to feel it.
If you truly want to understand and be connected and have people who will fight for you, die for you, love you, never leave you, never betray you.
A family.
A family. Warriors. Hunters. She smiles at you. But there's something different about you, though. The fact that you lost connection with me. There's something different about you.
Oh, yeah. Guess there is. Because
it's odd because you're purer than most. You're born through biological means. There's a deep, there's a deep ritual amongst your people. When two of the Redicon kind meet, and I made it this way. I made it this way because it's very sacred. The relationship. And you were born out of it. That you are different. I can't quite pinpoint why. But do you think that you would at least want to try a relationship with me? With your mother? And I know you
Well,
have...
you make it sound... I'm sorry, but you just made it sound very, very weird.
I'm sorry. I am your...
It's okay.
I am your great mother. Of all your people. You're just unique because you actually do have a mother.
Yeah. Hmm. Those people I saw in the forest, were they, you know, my parents? My biological ones?
She closes her eyes, looks down, and nods.
Oh. Oh. Huh. Then... My father said he felt your guide, your guidance. And then he ran into a hole in the ground.
He actually disappeared right before you ran into the hole.
Oh, I just assumed that he just fell into. Well, okay, so
he...
while I was following him, I fell into the hole. Did he die in like a similar way before he found my mom? Did he like fall into a hole to his death or something?
He was taken by beings that were supposed to be allies.
So he was like me and my mom.
Yes.
Damn. I'm just gonna assume he is also dead.
He is not.
Wait. You mean this entire time he's not dead?
He just could not return back.
And then father going out looking for me or mom? Or did he just not turn while he was looking? Or do you even know this?
I know that happened, but I'm not sure if I tell you because of how difficult it has been. Him.
Probably for the best anyways. I got a job to do right now, and... Well...
You have a job? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Something about... You... And you see... She begins to head, like, closer to you. It's like, you're going to go... See... A rock, aren't you?
I'm going to be going and joining up with a squad for a bit, yes.
She begins to smile, actually.
Well, calm down. Calm down. Explain.
Arak is a sweetheart. He's been...
Yeah, I've heard he's a nice guy.
The embodiments, the Eve Motans, they have been toying with him a lot. And I know that it's been difficult for him, but it's a part of his trials, and he hasn't gone through them yet. I'm waiting for it when he does. And when he does, I can finally see him.
Wait, are you saying those weird entities that I had to deal with are currently attacking him?
They go, and they are a part of all of you. It is when certain emotions begin to come about, they tend to test you.
Ah.
Yes.
And the one telling me to gouge out my eyes?
And
is that also a test? Or?
She looks at you like, that was more of a warning. Uh-oh. Of a warning.
A warning of a warning. Architect shit.
Yes, yes. Architect shit. Sorry.
It's okay. You were pissed about that. I know.
What if you do? If you connect with me, I can help you protect you from it.
Protect me from the architect.
Yes.
Benefactor, or whatever the hell they're calling them.
Yes, yes. I have done so for many. Along with Kine.
Wait. Ein herself can get affected by the benefactor? Or architect, or whatever the fuck?
We call it a benefactor. Because for some reason it wants to help. But then also it is against me. on a deep level. And what I know is that I cannot see it. Neither can Votonic. Neither can Phyllis. Neither can Quantum. Neither than Cosmos. None of us Regals can see it. It has...
Wait. So none of the deities can do anything about it?
We are trying to do something about it, but we all don't understand. Votonic is keeping me away from being able to do something about it, but I can't do anything about it!
You can't do anything while you're split, can you?
I need to unite myself. I need to have order.
Have you tried talking to your other self?
You don't understand. I can't. Because it's me! It's me!
And she comes, like, really close to you. She's like,
it's me, my child. It's not a split. It is just me.
Then...
If you connect with me, maybe I'll have more power. And you choose a side. Or you find a way to work to reconnect everything. The bridge. The bridge is out there. Bring the bridge to the Archon.
Bring the bridge? No. Honestly, if both sides are you, then either side I pick will give you power.
There's a plan. There's a plan. Don't you understand? It's been in motion for since before the core converged. It's been in motion. I just didn't realize it until now.
Wait.
It was hidden from me for so long, and I need all of me to be united in this in order to unite myself. Don't you understand? If you reconnect with me, I will have a piece of myself back.
If I reconnect with you, wouldn't I turn out like the people back at the base?
No. No, you will go through your own trials. It just depends on which it just depends on which side you choose and which path you choose. I cannot control that as much as I. That's what's different about you, is that you are.
And she looks at you.
You are chosen.
Wait, I'm what?
You're like her. You're like a rock. In a way, I have a sensation of understanding and knowing where your path lies, but you, I don't know. Especially with you not being connected. With a rock, he is going to go towards the dawn. He is already reaching that conclusion. Once he returns to Moriart, he will. But with you, your paths are still open. If you go to the dawn, sure, you can help. Do
go to the dawn and be in my light. But also, the darkness is part of me as well.
Can't have light without the dark.
I cannot stay for much longer, child. Do you have any...
Are you losing... Oh, go ahead.
Do you have any more questions for me?
Well... Is there... If I fall to the dark... Would I lose my mind or something? Like, would it just instantly devour my soul and go ooga booga with my body?
In a way, the path is a lot more difficult. But it will make you so formidable. And the one that I chose to lead within the dark, he is the most loyal. He also loves me beyond anything.
Hunter Black?
No. Hunter Black, no.
No? Dude's fanatic. I'm pretty sure he almost killed me once he realized that I had no connection with you whatsoever.
No. He has been... He has a... A love for me because of his deep admiration for the one that I chose. The Archon.
So the Archon can walk in the dark without...
The Archon is the dark. He is the dusk.
Well, I'm guessing finding the bridge wouldn't be easy, so...
The bridge is currently with Arak.
Wait. Are you saying that Arak is the bridge?
No.
No? Bridge... Okay, thank God. Like one of those cheesy sitcoms.
The bridge is named Azon.
Azon.
He is a rune forger, like the Archon. Oh.
You see her struggle for a second, and she's like,
I cannot stay for much longer. Please.
She reaches her hand out to you.
Would you reconnect?
And you see her eyes.
I'll find her.
Her eyes begin to water. What do you do?
I'm just gonna take her hand and be like, I'll find a rock. And I'll help him as much as I can.
You grab onto her hand, and she smiles at you. And as she smiles at you, you feel this
flow of her essence beginning to merge with yours. And as this happens, Kyber, you hear in the distance explosions. And you feel a heat in the distance, and you suddenly get a message, and as you look at your message, it's from Sai, and when you look up, you actually see a pathway leading out of the forest directly to what looks like three different pods that are landed and a group of people meeting with each other. You see a rock amongst those people.
Well, I made a promise to help a rock as much as I can, even if that means taking on his darkness. And then Caliber's gonna walk over.
You begin to walk out of the forest. As you walk out of the forest, you hear his... And in this hissing, I'd like you to roll me a discipline roll check.
Kidding me. 18.
You hear from the hissing.
See you soon, Caliber. And hopefully the path you choose is the right one.
Okay.
And you leave the forest and begin to walk over. And as you walk over, we're gonna end the session there.
That was a little there was a bit in there, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh. A lot of stuff is going down. A lot of stuff,
is going down, and a lot of things could have happened.
A lot of things could have happened. Yeah, I rolled a 99 to see which one was gonna come up. It was Ebor. You're lucky. It was Ebor. Very lucky. It was Ebor.
Wait, would Dust actually just straight up corrupt Caliber and kill him?
No, I mean,
or is that like lose the character sheet type thing?
Yeah, I'm not going to explain that because that option. I'll explain it when things start to get more revealed because I don't want to spoil anything. So yeah. But with that, you receive a total of 30 CP.
Ooh, 30.
Yes. And with that, thank you all for listening to The Hunter Entry 6. I'm not sure if this is going to be the finale. Depends on where, like, if Caliber, like, does stick with a rock or, like what's going to happen with that. But
you never know.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Caliber takes a rock and takes him to Moria, and it's just a rock and Caliber, and go on their own adventure. That would be interesting. But yeah, we will see what happens. I know all of Squad 119 does want to do like a Moria arc with a rock too. So that could be a potential thing, and Caliber. You know, maybe Caliber joins 119, or like Kine said, there's other paths, and maybe you choose the right path.
Either way, I'm kidnapping them to go and try to freaking help, force them to help me with my own stuff first.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah?
Yeah, but it's
you know the whole situation with the champion. Yeah,
yeah.
But
I'm gonna be kidnapping them to do that first.
Yes. Thank you all for listening to this session, this series, and yeah. If death comes to you, may you be reborn in power. End credits.
I thank you for listening to The Hunter. If you're curious about the greater implications happening in the background, keep up to date by listening to the New Age campaign as well. Also, if you want to be reborn yourself, you can subscribe as a Chosen to access Chosen Creation and exclusive Codex entries. Until next time, travelers, be safe, stay safe, and if death comes to you, may you be reborn in power.